It's Kane Brown, Caitlin Brown. Thank God. 1-8-4 of the Playhouse in the mornings. We're under a mailbag situation.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
All right, today, Playhouse family member Heather wondering what you make of this Playhouse family. She says, I can't decide if I'm making a mountain out of a molehill here. I just learned the guy I'm seeing is divorced fairly recently, and that's a new one for me. I've never dated somebody who was married before. There's no kids or anything, so I guess that's good and simplifies things a little bit. But now I'm really in my head about it, and I just feel so weird about it. I guess I'm at the age now where this would become more common, and maybe I'm being silly, but I'm curious if there's anything that I need to be careful about here. Is this potentially a bad situation because he used to be married before? I don't know. I think that you got the easiest situation possible, considering the fact there's no kids or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's not that different than dating somebody that left any other long-term relationship, which is most people you're probably going to date.
Yeah. Now, I guess how recent is recently? Are we talking a few months?
Yesterday.
And then, you know, yeah. Last week I got divorced, finalized it. I mean, but then too, I would say, even though you recently got divorced, a lot of divorces just take a long time to play out, any like get finalized and whatever. Anyways, they've probably been separated for quite a while.
Yeah, honestly, unless you are the reason that that relationship ended, I don't know if I find it super concerning.
Yeah, it's and what isn't the stats like 50% of marriages end in divorce? I know it's a terrible stat, but the odds are you're going to probably be seeing that a lot more in today's dating world than. Than in the past, possibly.
Love is in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody been there before? And has anyone been there before that wants to offer kind of a word of caution or advice, do's, don'ts? Or maybe she's just being silly and, as she put it, making a mountain out of a molehill, which is something that is not said nearly enough in 2023. 237, it's text 3527. Hours we play Pink. Never gonna not dance again. Playhouse, Y.E4.
How'd it stop?
Hi, good morning. 1-8-4 of the Playhouse in the morning. Zero and E in the Playhouse with Amy on ill today and doing a mailbag situation for Playhouse family member Heather, who details she's been seeing a guy. And, well, when she learned that he had been married before, he's a divorced guy, she got in her head and she's like, well, I guess I'm at an age now where that's going to happen more common, but I'm freaking out. Is there anything I need to know about dating somebody that used to be married before? What are you seeing for there, E, as far as texts go?
Someone just bringing up the main thing would be to find out if the ex is still involved in his life at all. Does he have to pay alimony or anything like that? I wouldn't have a problem with him being divorced if she's completely out of the picture, which in this case kind of does sound like no kids, that kind of thing. I mean, chances are, yeah, they just both are completely separate ways. And I would say probably mostly out of the picture on this one. Someone said, if you can, trying to find out why they are divorced. I found out the guy I had been dating basically walked out on his family. That's a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, I suppose if you want to learn more, what happened? Oh my God, you married before? What happened is not an unusual thing to ask, if we're being honest.
Yeah. There is some good to, like, someone brought this up, though. I actually found that most divorced guys I date to be a good thing. They've learned from their past relationships and they don't waste anyone's time. They know what they made mistakes for in the past as well and seem to correct them.
And what you making of the whole thing? Good morning.
Hey, guys. Great topic.
Thanks.
So I recently dated a divorced man. I've dated two, actually, and the first one was really bad. Just had so many fear issues. When we went out, he was already, like, looking ahead to, like, the marriage and, you know, was, like, had a lot of just fears. Just thought that I was, like, you know, like, just asking me a lot of, like, prying questions and like, he was just very paranoid. And I just realized, okay, this guy's not ready. He's still got a lot of hurt. And then I dated a guy who's divorced, has a couple kids, and it was awesome. He was such a gentleman. It's like he already knew women, so he wasn't, like,
sure,
you know, like punching me on the shoulder and calling me, you know, buddy or anything. So that was already like a step up from some of the single guys I dated before. And he had two kids and the kids are adorable and he's like a great dad and he's already like kind of broken in, if for lack of a better term. So it was kind of like, this is great. I didn't have to do any of the birthing and I've already got this sort of instant family. It's great.
You know, I think it's like any other situation, right? I mean, you're going to find people with pasts that are problematic, and you're going to find people with pasts that aren't problematic. I don't know if the fact that he's been married before is going to necessarily reflect a ton on your... Just the fact that he was married before does not say a ton. It's the content of the person, really, is what you should be concerned about.
Well, one person in the text club, too, even saying, you know, he's being honest and upfront about that. I think that's a good thing to even just see. Like, right out of the gate, he's saying, hey, just so you know, like... Yeah. I'm divorced. Been divorced recently. You know, just want you to kind of know that before we go any further. Like it's a good move on his part to even just put that ball in your court. Do what you will with the information.
Well, how did he talk about that situation? How's he talk about his ex-wife? Why does he say that it ended? All these things are more important than the fact that he was married.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hi, love the show. I'm really excited to be calling in.
Thank you.
I'm glad you guys are talking about dating and divorce, guys. Don't do it. Don't do it. I had a horrible experience. This guy used to be so nice. I knew him like years ago in college, and he was such a nice guy, but his ex-wife just crushed him. Horrible divorce. She literally went crazy and left him with their 3 kids. And so I'm, like, trying to date this guy, and he's just all kinds of messed up. He's sad. He was such a nice guy, and this chick just crushed him. Plus, now he has 3 kids and a full-time job he's trying to juggle. It was awful. It was, like, one of the worst relationships ever. I wanted to help him, but it was just she was always getting in the way of everything still, even though they were divorced. Don't do it. It's horrible.
I can see why a person would be a little bit like, oh, man, I got to be cautious of this. In those instances where they're still tied to the person, whether it be with kids or they're paying alimony for whatever reason, I mean, those types of things. But if it's just like done and it's all cut off and it could have just as well been a girlfriend other than a wife, I mean, a very different situation, it seems like, what Heather's dealing with here than what you had.
Yeah, I would say it sounds like, yeah, there was no kids involved. There's no, I do get what she's saying, though, in this case. You do got to be careful, like, because this guy is still heartbroken and trying to just, you know, date to just get his mind off things, or is he seriously moved on? That's something to obviously take into consideration out of that, is that that's what she was describing sounds like a guy that really did just have his world crushed. That guy probably shouldn't have even been out dating until he got things straightened out.
Well, it seems like a lot of people are just like, okay, I'm going to prove that I still have value by immediately jumping into a relationship. It's probably not a great move.
No. I think what I'm seeing in the text club here is Zero is people saying that it really is no issue at all. The main thing people point out is, you know, is the ex still somehow involved? Because then you're taking that along with it. Like, is it some sort of crazy ex that he divorced and left that now you're trying to, you know, just basically... Make sure that cord is cut and that you are, like, at this point, he is just a single guy that's on a date.
Yeah. But if he, you know, and the fact that he didn't hide it, as you said, I think is probably a pretty, pretty good sign. Heather, if anything interesting happens with it, definitely want to hear from you again. Momentarily in the Playhouse, somebody says they know the secret weapon to utilize if you want a guaranteed good first date and to get the true dirt on the person that you're spending some time with. Also, group therapy in the 8 o'clock hour today, too.
The Playhouse in the Morning.